A candidate with a difference is running for State Senate District 23 in Sarasota. As WUSF's Steve Newborn reports, if she wins, this difference could make a bit of history.
Olivia Babbitt rolls up to a home on a street in South Sarasota that looks promising for getting out the vote. A volunteer with her knocks on the door.
Are you Judith?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Olivia. We're just going around talking to voters, making sure that you vote on November 6th, asking for your support on the ballot.
I'll be there.
All right.
Do you want to count on your support? Go down the corner to the church. So.
When I first meet Olivia Babbitt, she's in a black and red wheelchair, and she's tapping on her phone looking at houses that are NPAs, no political affiliation, using her big toe.
We do let people know that if I win this election, I will be the first person with a disability ever elected to the Florida legislature. And a lot of people, I think, are shocked to hear that, that it's 2018 and we've never had a person with a disability ever elected.
So she has to bring a canvas buddy when she goes door to door to not only knock on those doors, but help her navigate a maze of broken driveways and blocked pathways. In addition to having to rely on a wheelchair, Babbitt was born without arms. But a bigger obstacle may be the mindset of voters who may equate a physical disability with an inability to do the job. And even though politicians like double amputee Tammy Duckworth have been elected to the U.S. Senate, no one who looks remotely like Babbitt has ever been elected to the Florida legislature. It's a common scenario, says Kurt Decker, executive director of the Washington, D.C.-based National Disability Rights Network.
To turn that around to say this is a fully functional person who could be a politician and an elected official and carry out her duties like anyone else, that is a concept that still is difficult for people to gather.
Her candidacy came on a bit of a whim. The 41-year-old Babbitt works as a peer mentor at the Suncoast Center for Independent Living. She had no intention of running for state senate until Greg Stube decided to try for a seat in Congress. Joe Gruters, the former campaign manager for Congressman Vern Buchanan and chairman of the Sarasota County Republican Party, stepped in. And when it looked like he was going to walk into Stube's seat, the local Democratic chairwoman gave Babbitt a call.
And I kind of went, you know, not really expecting that response or even really thinking about making a run for state senate as my first race.
She's got a big hill to climb. Not only has Gruters out-fundraised her 10-1, President Trump carried this district by 14 points. But when she looked at the demographics of her South Sarasota district, which skews much older than the rest of the Senate, Babbitt saw a lot of voters who could identify with her disabilities. They're concerned about health care, she says, and a lot of them can't get around because of limited public transportation. What Babbitt is doing isn't for the faint of heart. Going door to door, putting yourself out in front of groups, bearing your physical limitations to the world. But she's been dealing with this her whole life.
I think people really respect me for the fact that I'm taking this on, that it's kind of trying to shatter another glass ceiling again, but also that I will be standing up for issues that are important to a lot of people in this district that many people just don't think about because it's not affecting them.
Decker says even recent candidates like Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Senator Max Cleland of Georgia, who use wheelchairs, minimized their disabilities when they ran for office. The stigma remains that people with physical disabilities aren't up to the job.
And so I think that's discouraged people with disabilities to get into the political process. We do a lot of work in trying to get them just to the polling places they can vote independently and privately. And so it'll be interesting to see if she can change enough minds to win.
Babbitt has until November 6th to change those minds. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.